Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Dr. Robinson, my big brother, and we are on the same page. I was reflecting as our elder went before us, Dr. Martin Luther King, will make sure as we hold on to his garment that we could continue going up that mountain as well. So our great, we celebrate him, we remember him, and so kind-hearted a man of God. So we reflect on those that went before us, that gave us the strength and inspiration to carry on. It's not no easy journey with a nation, especially one like ours. But this is Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Women's Auxiliary Local 26, coming to you live on a beautiful Sadie Sunday. I don't know where you are, but it's snowing as I look through my window. But it's okay. It's that time of year. For tonight's conversation, we want to examine COVID-19, and it's a case where we would call it C-19 for now, simply because for those who don't know, I'm just sharing this fact with you, there are 15,000 words as far as the algorithm goes. If you continue to say some of them, you're in trouble, they shut down your video, you have problems. This has been happening with some of my other people who does, and the group, you know, spiritual awakening. So, you know, it's so restricted right now. They're not telling us, but out there, how much you can say. But, of course, we are talking today, and we just want to talk about the things we feel. So for C-19, as it has strangled us almost for 2 years, let's say since 2019, we're trying to deal with what's happening, and there is something happening. We would not dispute the fact that there's something happening, there's something out there, it's killing people, and that beast is real. Simply because if it hits home, we would know. I have had 4 funerals. I did not go to any of them. I really can deal with them. And now I am having, last week, people calling me. I'm not a doctor, but I know certain health things. Of course, we must up our immune system. But what has happened is, parents of 12-year-old children, they had to take the shot to go to school and certain things like that. So now, one young lady, 12 years old, she's sick. She had 2 shots, and she was so sick. So I gave her mom some remedies of things I know. So after 3 days, she actually felt better. But I told her mom, just quarantine her anyway, because we're not sure how strong her system is, just to go back to school and relapse. So this is what we are dealing with, and of course, each and every one of us would have heard of someone who have that C-19 or had the vax and still, you know, end up with it. So something is going on. Normally, when we cannot solve a problem physically, we have to take a different standpoint and look at this problem from a spiritual standpoint. It all happens there first, whether we like to admit it, yes or no. It's a case where we shy away from entering into our spiritual self to solve problems or to even examine things. But now it's 2022. It is a different type of year. I can't even help but stress it for so much. We are not in 1999, for let's see, we got all the millennium, the world is going to end, 2000 coming, people get a computer shut down. It's not that type of panic. It's a real situation of life has changed. Things are different, like it or not. This is the end times. It's a certain type of time you're living. For those who are spiritually awakened, wonderful, but still, if we are, we now have to accept that we have to look at things from a spiritual standpoint. This is just wisdom. We have to use wisdom in this year 2022. It's going to be a wonderful year for those of us who knows how to handle ourselves hiding under the shadows of the Almighty. It is just that time. Whatever you want to call him, God, Yahweh, is a most powerful time where each and every one of us have to examine self, know where we are standing, know where our strength is coming from, and know where our very help is coming from. It is not from government. Please, we have to start to see things different. And for those of us who can extend ourselves and see and have a strength, well, we are the ones who are there to help those who are weak. Of course, we're going to lose some, of course. But it's a time whereby, like never before, we have to gather ourselves together. putting away all pettiness, all differences, knowing this is about a nation effort. What we are seeing here is just a precursor of the things to come. So let us be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For again, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. We are up against the rulers of the darkness of this world. It has been written, but we are here now. Strange things are happening, whether we like it or not. I have heard two cases of two people I know in separate countries, actually, who have taken this vax, and they are complaining of something is moving in their stomach. Something almost like a worm or a snake. I don't even want to get too deep into it, but this is a complaint I have heard from the person that is actually suffering from this ailment last week. And it's very confusing to her, but even more confusing to me, because I could hardly imagine feeling this wiggles in my stomach. I don't even know what I can even think of doing. I may have to pull all my hair out. I don't know. But this is a real situation of something that's happened to someone. I told her, because she was at the doctor's office when she called me, and he told her what he saw, because, of course, he gave her that x-ray. And now he said to her, there's nothing I can really do for you. And in real, what is he going to do for her? But he said there's nothing he can do for her, and she had no choice but to go home. So now we are seeing, hearing, and knowing of certain real situations of people who have taken this wicked jab and two slices of that pudding, and now they're suffering some strange ailments. This is truth. I don't know, for my studio audience, as you would come along, as we open the mics, what you will have to share with us concerning this. But for us, we have to understand C19 work with certain elements, mainly fear. From the time you hear it's around, panic and excitement, oh my God, I'm going to die. So you didn't die, and people are dying around you, so now it brings on an act of despair. Oh my gosh, I cannot leave the house. And they're telling you, please. So you swear you come outside, something is going to grab you, you're sure to die. Because no one wants to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. So that's a different topic too. That's a little bit of humor. But all the same, this is in a real. So C19 would come, and it's real. We can't even embrace the name, for this demon is so wicked upon the earth. It would grab us. And it's a terrible fight. I'm telling you, oh my gosh. One Monday, I didn't feel so well. On my Tuesday, I was almost can't get out of my bed. I said, oh my God, no. I'm going to exercise. I am going to drink every single bitter thing in this house. And that demon got to leave me, because it was about to wrestle with me. I'm telling you, I said, no. Wednesday morning, I was good and ready to go to work. So I said, for those of us who are not understanding, there is a spirit of death that is with the C19. This is a most wicked thing that has come upon the four corners of the earth. It's just wicked. It has its plan. It has its agenda. And for sure, I guess it would acquire what it has set out to do. But I am telling that beast, not me. You're not going to hold me hostage. I know for sure I'm fighting. And we have to fight. Dr. Madison cannot help us. We know we have to up our immune system. We have to take all things possible, like our grandmother would teach us. We have to up a ginger for that zinc content. There's bay leaf to drink. I know it for those who know it. And even what we are dealing with really with that C19 is a heap of mucus. Mucus is going to cover your bronchioles. You cannot breathe. Of course, you succumb. But in a strange sort of way, people are complaining of heart problems. So on January the 5th, for those of us who know or don't know, and you can fact check this, they have opened the 5G network. So this has also gave us a little blast, as for those of us who would understand what that could do to our system. So here we are wrestling with different things. It's breaking us down. For those of us who are feeling that sort of lethargic, like, oh my God, I could hardly even go. That's one of the signs. You got to fight that beast, strengthen the body, get your vitamin A, B, C, and D. I also learned from my health practitioner, natural health, of course, that vitamin E powder is wonderful for pain. So those of us who are feeling pain, like in our joints, our head, our chest, because that C19 thing have you feeling terrible and messed up, for it just attacks you and wrestles you to the ground. For those of us, I understand that vitamin E powder, there's a company called Now. They are excellent in their products. You can sprinkle that in your soup, your salad, your porridge, your whatever you may eat. That helps alleviate the pain and that tired feeling that comes on with this beast that we are wrestling with. We don't know for how long, again, we have with it, but we have to stay masked up for those of us who have to use public transport, for how real that is. We just have to follow the rules. But in a case like this, people are, in fact, dying. What do? We don't want to be in that statistic. It's really, really terrible. And just a little side note, while we're dealing with that C19, please, people, make sure you go to the grocery, stock up on food. What's coming down our way, we don't want to be caught, let's say, our pants down, for a better terminology, but we really don't want to be caught up at all. Get in your water, get in your food, get in your nice things you need, because soon, money is not the problem. We're just going to have empty shelves. That's just the real. For those of us who share it in certain groups, we share information. Some of my friends in the UK, they said certain groceries that they go to, food is limited. So you can only have 2 packs of flour. You can only have, and it has started. It will trickle down. So just with to the wise, let's stock up on some food, because eventually we can't eat the money. But let us be wise. Water, important, just in case what's coming out the pipe might be contaminated. At least we know we have something to drink. Even the cheapy water, that might come good too. It's selling now 3 cases for $10, $10.99 in my neighborhood, at Deer Park or whatever. I'm getting me some of that. I really like Fuji as my friend. I hope she's on tonight, the queen. She tried to drink the best water in town, and one day she said, drink this water, and I was like, oh my God, no, this really is the water. So I hope she's there tonight, but that's just a bit talk about water. When you drink a good bottle of water, boy, do you feel good. I could recommend it anytime. So for those of us who like a little luxury, stock up on some of your essentials, that we know when that time comes, at least we were not like the 5 foolish virgins who did not have oil in the lamp when the bridegroom was passing. So let us be wise. Let us be wise. I tell my women, you know, the 5 wise virgins, well, we try to have our fundamentalist wisdom. We examine things through logic and reasoning, and we try to be as wise as possible. Of course, you know, not just in our men, our brothers, who are there as our backbone, who helps us. You know, again, thank you, Dr. Robinson, for helping me through. Dr. Winburn, if you're there, that you recently helped the Women Auxiliary to set us a little place on the map. We're going to do well with that little footstep that we get in. So we want to thank you so very much as our brothers help the sisters along. So here we are for the Women Auxiliary. And for those who are listening on February 20th, we are having an expo, we should say. It's going to be food, health, and spirituality. I hope that the dear Dr. Benjamin Bridges is on the line. I'm not able to see the keyboard. He would conduct that spiritual part of the event, having been now our president of the Local 26. He's going to help. So our brothers do help, and we thank them very much, as we would like to have Local 26 moving forward with a fundraiser, a fund drive, membership. This day of the 20th, I will call in a few vendors. So it's February. It's the month of the Black History Month. There will be some artwork to commemorate and show some of our great leaders. So some of us who like to have pieces within our living space is a wonderful thing to do, because I have Dr. Eric Williams and Haile Selassie I, the King of Ethiopia, and believe me, I just love to look at it, because he once came to Trinidad in 1966. You know, I was 1 year old. My dad took me, but of course I can't remember at 1 year old, but I felt good to know I was in the presence of the king all the same. But I enjoyed having that piece of, you know, or I should say, picture and poetry, because a picture tell a thousand words. I enjoy having certain things in a Kwame Nkrumah and certain people that work for us, that had a spirit to go out there and say, here, what, I'm going to make a difference. They can change the whole world. We know what a fight that is. It takes a nation and an awakening to do so. But here we are, coming to February, that Black History Month, although I like to tell people it's Black History Year, so it could start in February, but should we not pause as we go along? We teach and we reach out to the children who may not even know certain things, and it's only through our teaching they would know. Some books will not tell you, and some books that tell you are no longer on the shelf. I don't know if we are checking this, but there's an absence of certain books that carry certain information. I would say from, let's say, 2000, there's certain books, real, real deep information. Right now, it's no longer on the shelf. You can't get it to buy. They took it off. Once they got wind of, is all that knowledge in there? All of a sudden, I'm looking for certain books. I asked certain book dealers, and they said, no, we are unable to find it. So these things are happening really sneakily, while we just, some of us turn a blind eye, or who are sleeping, or who head is too far up there, we know what. And it just goes on. But for those who are conscious, and for those who are awakened, and for those who love to visit the studio, we know what Sadie Sunday is all about. We talk, and we talk, and we try to hold on to certain truths. Because let's not be fooled. Folly is of no need here, because it's just a function of low vibrational energy. We don't do that on this side of town, not on the Sunday between 7 p.m. to 9. We simply just don't do it. We could, but it's all a waste of time. We try to function within high vibrational energies. Negativity, we put away for those of us, or some of us who may still have that negative undertones. You know, we try to teach you on this side of town what truth really is. So, Dr. Robinson, I guess you're hosting. I don't know what is studio audience look like, if you open the mic so they can join in conversation, they can do so now.
Okay, you wanted to speak with Dr. Benjamin Bridges?
Okay,
he's on the line as well. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
914-979, your mic is open.
All right, yes indeed. Peace and blessings to everyone, and thank you, Sister Sadie, for having me come on to your show to get some feedback on some of the things that you said, because you did say some great and wonderful things, and thank you for introducing our people to some important topics that really need to be focused on. So then them really starting to get into it, they're going to really be able to, as the old saying says, the truth shall set you free, and this is something that they need to know, because the truth about, you know, the sea epidemic and all these different things that are happening right now, if our people can start to really take a serious look at this, it's going to be something that, you know, we can turn around. And the thing about it is, I know that everyone is saying, wow, this is something that we can never, you know, do anything about. We're just so victims of, you know, this epidemic. But that's not true, you know. Again, if we just take a look at our true identity as a people and really start to see, you know, some of the things that God and Christ have shared with you and me, that would be great. Because once you start to open your mind and your heart to the truth of what God has shared, that's when you can really start to use your God-given power to turn a lot of negative things around. Because all I can say to you is that this is a time for us where we can reawaken from many of the lies of Satan that have been shared with us or given to us or brainwashed to us, so that we would see things from, you know, a very limited perspective on what we can do. ability to make some great and wonderful things happen, and healing ourselves and, you know, coming together in unity and helping ourselves to, as you said earlier, move some mountains. And these are things that we can really do, move some mountains of problems that are facing us today, instead of saying, oh, no, look at this problem here, look at that. Oh, we'll never get rid of that. No, you can get rid of it. But the bottom line is, if you don't see it or believe that you have the ability, then all you're going to see is yourself stuck in a negative situation that you can't get out of. But the reality is that we can. And this virus even itself is a situation that can actually be turned around. But again, you have to reawaken yourself to your true identity. And one of the things that, you know, it's not just that, you know, Dr. Benjamin is just saying this after Saturday, but it's in the Bible. These statements are in the Quran. You know, even folks that are involved with other religions, you know, folks that are worshiping, you know, gods like Krishna and, you know, other gods, you know, like Buddha and different things. They're trying to say to you the same thing that, you know, Lord Jehovah had said, and even Jesus had said, that was very powerful, and it's a reawakening, and that's one of the reasons why we really have to take a look at what the statements are, very powerful, that can tell us that we can come together and start to deal with things from a more, you know, spiritual perspective, where we can turn things around from a spiritual perspective. And one of the things that, you know, Lord Jehovah said that is very powerful. And I mean, you know, when I, you know, read that, you know, the Bible, I just said, wow, this is really powerful statement. I wonder why this is not being taught. And the thing about it is, things like this can empower you. And the thing about it is that, you know, there was, even with Jesus, before we go into the statement of Lord Jehovah, even with Jesus, the thing about it, he had six disciples after his death that actually came forth and put, you know, six chapters into the Bible. And it spoke about how we are all sons and daughters of God that have, you know, amazing supernatural and spiritual power that can utilize, you know, to serve God and to serve Jesus and to also serve the family of humanity. But the bottom line is, all six of those books were taken out, and they were placed in what they call the lost book of the Bible. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that, the lost books of the Bible, but that's, you know, something where that information was set aside because they didn't want the average person to know about that. And that's another reason why the statement of Jesus and even the statement of Lord Jehovah was said, you are made in the likeness and image of God. If you're made in likeness, that means that you have some very strong and powerful similarities of God. And if you're made in the image of God, that means not only are you looking like God, but you, in many different ways, but you are a God being. And because you are a God being, that means that you have God-given power within you that can be utilized. And that God-given power that's in you that can be utilized can turn many negative things around, or as you said earlier, to move different mountains that are before you that are preventing you from doing certain things that you, positive things that you would like to do. And that's the thing. We do have the ability to deal with activating our God-given power to actually help the lives of others and even help ourselves. Because, like I said, you know, when I first heard this, and even the statement of Jesus, which said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. And Jesus didn't do little minor things like learn how to just brush his teeth or to be somebody that could sew his clothes up or something like that. He did things way beyond that. He resurrected the dead. He gave vision back to the blind, hearing back to the deaf. He helped people that were on their deathbed. He was able to disappear, reappear. He was even able to walk on water. I don't know anybody, I don't care if they were skinny and lightweight or whether they were really heavy, bottom line is once you put your foot on that water, your foot and your leg went down in the water. Jesus walked on top of the water, and that was very powerful for him to be able to do these supernatural and amazing kind of things. And then he's going to turn around and say, hey, the things I do, you can even do. And that's when I really read that and focused on that. I almost fell out my chair. I was saying, wow, these are some very, very powerful statements that Lord Jehovah and Jesus are saying, but they're not taught about in the Bible, you know, in the churches, you know. And that's really something that has been, you know, focused on not happening, because you're not supposed to know that you're a God, a son or daughter of God. You're supposed to know that you're a limited person that can only do very little. And that's all you're supposed to see yourself as. But once you start to see yourself as what Jesus said or what Lord Jehovah said, as being made in the image of God, and also, you know, having that kind of ability of your God-given power activating within you gives you the ability to do supernatural, great, and amazing things. And these are things that, again, you're not supposed to know. But as we come together in spiritual unity and take the proper steps to reawaken ourselves to our true identity and to activate our God-given power, we'll be able to stop many of the problems, including these viruses, from killing many millions of people that around the world that it has done thus far. And we can stop this. But the bottom line is, nothing like this can ever happen as long as we continue to say, hey, man, I'm just a regular human being, man. I can only do but so much. Come on, you know I can't do this, can't do that. And that's what you've been taught, and that's what you've been told about yourself. You're just a limited human being that can only do but so little. But that is one of Satan's lies that he wants you to be brainwashed into so that you cannot move those mountains that are before you. But the thing about it is you definitely, definitely can. So these are things that we need to share with our people and let them know how to go about the proper steps to reawaken themselves to their true identity and start to activate their God-given power. And I know for some people they're like, what? You know, brother, are you serious? You can do stuff like that? The only reason why this is something that I am really excited about, I'm very thankful to hear from God and Jesus about, is because Jesus actually blessed me with the ability to give vision back to the blind, to give hearing back to the deaf, to help a few people that were on their deathbed. Now, I never resurrected the dead. I wish I did, and I wish I still can before I leave this body. That would be wonderful to help other people get back into their body. But the bottom line was that is one thing I never did. But giving vision back to the blind, yes, I did do that through the healing power of Christ Jesus. And, yes, this also occurred where I had a brother who was on his deathbed about to die of cancer. And Jesus told me the night before to speak with him the next day and you can help him out. And I said, really? I said, well, what's wrong with him? He said, once you speak to him, you'll know. And sure enough, he told me some things about, you know, how much bad he was in, so much pain and everything, and he felt like he was about to die. And I said, wow, you know. And I said, well, now I know why Jesus told me to call you today, because you definitely sound like you're getting ready to make your way, brother, but let's see what we can do. So we did a healing meditation in the name of Christ Jesus, and he got rid of all of his pain and got revitalized. And I was, like, very glad to see that Jesus allowed me to bless him. But I'm sharing this with you just to let you know, just as I took those statements very serious, that we are made in the likeness and image of God, that we can do certain things that Jesus can do, and because I took it very serious and said, you know what, I think this is something that we really can do. Let me start to check into it and see if we can really do it. And I started to take a number of steps in that direction. And it didn't happen the next day or the next week I was able to, you know, give vision back to the blind or help people on their deathbed or anything like that. It took a while, you know, about, you know, 6 months, 9 months. But the bottom line was in dealing with it and really. Oh, shoot. So that's it, brother? Oh, okay.
Yes, I wanted to see if we are still on. Dr.
Oh, okay.
Bridges?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's just a short interruption. I want to believe we are still on. Dr. Robinson, are you on in the studio?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so, all right, Dr. Bridges, you know, you can continue sharing. I know there's other people would like to come on as well, and we'll bring you back on shortly. But as I said, on February 20th, we're having this wonderful expo, and Dr. Benjamin Bridges will be there to conduct that spiritual field for us. We're examining how we should get back into our spiritual self to solve some of our matters, because great is thy faithfulness. As we continue to know that with that strength within us can do great things. So, Dr. Robinson, can you open the mic up? Someone else who's in the studio that they want to share with us?
Okay, we have with us Mr. Nathaniel Evans from Wednesday Night Show, Reentry Talk. And we'll open up his mic, 347-788.
I'm here.
Okay, welcome today to the show, Mr. Evans. You can share with us.
Definitely, thank you. I appreciate it. Yes, this is a really a great topic that we should know that we have other remedies to assist us throughout this time right here, and not just according to a government structure, according to the pandemic that they actually caused, not just because of the vaccine or the virus in the land, but according to the pandemic that they actually created inside our minds. You know, we're becoming panicky, you know, we're coming, you know, we're actually doing like life and death scenarios in our minds, and we're not channeling our positive energy back to the Most High so to protect us during this time. You know, it's too much power that in this time I see here, even before this time, that we give to other men, we give to other women, we give to other people over who we are. And that's right now is causing us right now to lose a lot of faith and hope and what we can become, and how the Most High can protect us. You know, we have prayer, we have fasting, you know, we have meditation, but we also have the power to unification with one another and pray together as a unit. You know, as Benjamin talks about a lot, you know, praying together to resolve issues in our communities, praying with men and women to cure them of illnesses and diseases and things of that nature. And this is a power that we actually do have. You know, we can separate ourselves. The talk I was on yesterday, we can separate ourselves by religion. If we choose to, we can say I'm Muslim, I'm Christian, I'm Israelite, I'm whatever terminology you want to use. But that's not who we are. These are things that we adapt to. A lot of these belief systems were forced upon us to make us separations, to make separations in the land against us, who we really are as people and our true power. I do believe that we have the power to heal one another in righteousness. We come in the name of the Most High. We come in the name of Christ. We come in the name of the highest spirit, whatever people want to realize. Some people say Islam. Some people say Allah. Whatever it may be, we do have the substance to move mountains, as Christ said. Be able to move mountains, be able to shift things out of our way, be able to see through situations to see the true spiritual element of what actually exists right there. Why is that there? And we actually look at it from a spiritual level. We can see right through it, and we can start making clear spiritual judgments, healthy spiritual judgments, to basically protect us in this time. They're going to be 1,000 vaccines. They're going to have probably like 10 more booster shots. They're going to have this virus called this name, this virus called this name, and all these different variations. But you don't hear anything on this news where they actually, you know, they say in God we trust, and, you know, they persecute us, they put it in prison, they actually tell us to put our hands on Bibles and things of that nature as if they actually believe in the Most High. But nobody's talking about on the news that you should turn to the Most High. You should believe in the Most High. You should give this time to the Most High so he can actually heal us and move this wicked virus out of land. That's not being addressed. No one's speaking about that. They keep talking about men. They keep bringing different men on TV and women to encourage us and to encourage our children that their lives are in danger. I watched the show news the other day, and it said, if you don't take this shot, you're going to die. Just like that. And I was like, wow, that's really deep that you're telling me that I'm going to die as if you created me, that you know my end. You know what's going to happen to me if I don't take this vaccine that you have created out of nowhere, out of thin air.
right? And now it's not only not protecting the people, but it's actually causing detrimental harm to those actually taking this vaccine because they're trusting in man more than the Most High. And I think that's really important to see what a virus can do, what a pandemic can do on the land to cause us to turn away our hearts and turn away our spirits and our minds from the Most High, who is actually our Creator. And we were here before this virus is here, so we know that the Most High can protect us, and if we put our trust and our love into the Most High and do it in a unification form, we can actually overcome a lot of the things that come against us, whether it may be the vaccine, whether it may be incarceration, whether it may be the welfare systems, the economical platform they have created against us, you know, the snatching our children through their foster care systems, the levels of homelessness they actually create in the land. All these things are viruses. All of them. Because none of these things are here to promote us and move us forward collectively as a people. They're here to separate us. You have this and I have that. I have this and you have that. All these things are separation. Has nothing to do with unification. The brother before me was speaking about how Christ had the disciples and how he showed them the many, many gifts that he had, right? Only for the reason to let them also know that they also have the same abilities that he had to do the same thing in the land and to cure their people and to benefit their people. Like if you go into the story of Elijah with Elisha, you see that Elijah had great power. He used that power to bring people back to the Most High. We have also responsibilities to bring people back to the Most High and not to live in a fearful age about our lives because we didn't create our lives. The Most High created us. The Most High has given us this life. And if Most High want to take it, he takes it. But no man can tell you when you're going to live and when you're going to die and pertaining to a virus that nobody actually knows about and do not give individuals power over you to tell you that they understand your destiny and they understand your future. And this is something I'm actually seeing that we have to turn back to, you know, the trust of the Most High and strengthen our spirits. And if we don't know how to do it, then we have to reach out to one another. We have to ask each other for help. You know, we have to cry out to the Most High for these things to happen to us. But we do have the power to protect ourselves in this time on a spiritual level. And that's my thought on it.
My brother, I really, really enjoy that piece of conversation. And truly, you're on point in for us understanding or overstanding who we really are. Because when problems face us, and we try to solve them in the physical way, and we see to no avail, we know we did not yet examine it on a spiritual level. As our forefathers went by, we have to understand, men talk to God. Our Father is an understanding Father. And when we choose to stray from that and try to solve matters on our own, we are having a problem. We are having a problem right now because we have not gone in to the Most High to inquire about this very thing, this beast that is wrestling with us. What has happened, this is pure witchcraft upon the nation, upon the world, that this thing should wrestle with us and man should be fearful and the spirit of death should come and there shall be despair and people are going to be dying and we are going to be running crazy. Where are we going to go? So therefore, we stop for a minute and say, Father, help me to understand what is this and hide me under the shadows of your wings, because we have to know that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. We have to know and believe on this spiritual warfare that is upon us. We not looking in the way we should, but for those of us who can see it, let us help each other. For again, that Father is a merciful Father. And if we come to him humbly, he would hear and answer our prayer. Because that is the strength in believing, is the only what this all we have left to walk upon this land in this here time. Because of how the time has changed, we must find that personal relationship with him. The church is just over. No priest and pastor collecting your money to pray for you. You can go to God yourself. But pastor figure, no, is a third man, he's an entrepreneur. No. You cry out to Father, and he know. Once you believe that your Father, he know flesh is weak and failing. But that day, when we could fight in our heart to know, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Then and only then, when you surrender unto the Most High, he will answer all these questions. When you inquire into the mysteries of God, it's no longer a mystery. He will talk to you as he talked to Abraham. He will let you understand, overstand exactly what time it is. He won't hide it from you. But he wants to prepare our souls so we faint not for the things that is going to come upon this earth. But let us examine things from a different standpoint, a spiritual standpoint. Okay, Dr. Robinson, so open the queue for those who are here to share with us.
Okay. 347-404. Your mic is open.
We have some listeners. We can move one of these others, and then we come back to that listener probably muted his phone.
718-350. Your mic is open.
Good evening. Good evening, all. Listening carefully, Sister Sadie and other guests. The refreshing word of God is water. And when the eyes, when we have the eyes of our people open, we have made the blind see. When we have taken them out, or prayed and taken them out of the wretched life they're living, the condemnation, self-condemnation, fear, we have raised the dead. When we are in a position to counsel and meditate with one another, we have healed the sick. God said, didn't I say that you are God, your sons of the Most High? And his next questions in Psalms is that, then why do you not act like God, who I created you as? Fear is a gatekeeper, you know, for all things. And as I was walking and thinking through this week about fear on many levels that keeps us in bondage, whether it's our lifestyle, whether it's our, this COVID, the spirit of fear is all throughout the world. And this is the judgment in the world of Satan. We have a battle to take on every single minute of every single day. And we have to think about what fear brings us into. And everything that you can think of. You know, whether fear of dying, whether fear of getting sick, whether fear of being broke, whether fear of divorce, whether fear, and so on. Fear, you know, I think about the other day I was talking to a sister, a bishop, a friend of mine, and we were talking about fear and apprehensiveness and things like that. This spirit is going all through the world. Here we have 6, 8, 10, 12-year-old. One thing we were speaking on this, that when they go to their parents, they say, Mom, I was feeling that I was gay. How can a 6, 8, 10, 12, 14-year-old feel that or understand that, you know, if it wasn't a spirit that has been fed for many, many, many years through the media, through, you know, agreements, you know, oh, baby, that's all right. You know, or if it's pornography and we're hooked on that, you know, this is fear. And if we open the door, let's say when you close the door to one thing, you don't open it up again. Because if you open it up, it'll come back 10 times, 100 times more. And we all wind up in the bondage of fear on one level or another. And this is the spirit that is circling in the earth. And it's the gatekeeper of every single thing that we're going through. We talk about books, Sister Sadie. All right? Nothing is new under the sun with these books disappearing. I'm glad I still have somewhat of a library. But they did that through Hitler. You know, they did that with the Catholic Church, burning books and burning our history, you know, and Europe, burying our history, taking our language, taking our gold, and so on, so that we wouldn't be knowledgeable. The 38 books that are missing in the Bible, some of them you can find in the Apocrypha. There are things in the Catholic Bible that are not in the King James Bible. You know, so be prayerful, study, you know, and the other thing is don't judge. It says, judge not, lest thou be judged. We pray for our enemies, and I'm still trying to get past that one, you know, and we pray and we forgive. And the other one I was trying to get past was forget, because God forgave us all our sins, and we should remember them no more. So if we are gods and sons of the Most High, and we want to be like our Father, it's a tough road, but that's what he asks. And that's what he does for us. Greater things he shall do in his name. You know, so there are so many things that we have to pray for ourselves. You know, I've prayed for people for healing. They've been healed. You know, I prayed for people who had cancer, and this is years and years and years ago, within my group, within my fellowship, who were healed. I believe in the healing. We've laid hands on people. You know, I believe in that. I just got to remember that I believe. You know? You know, so when a person's eyes are open, that's the blind seeing. When the word of God corrects or renews a person, that's the person being brought back from death. You know, we have to make it as simple as that so that we all can understand and walk in the way without fear of somebody rejecting our word, you know, rejecting what we're trying to say or show. And the best thing to do is not tell them, show them through our own walk, through our own faith. You know, they'll see. You don't have to tell them. They'll see that we're different. And those things are what important. That's how we can cure ourselves, cure this earth, which we were set here for, you know, and cure the nation.
Well, I'm so very, very thankful for your words of wisdom and for the very topics that you were able to touch upon and how you can extend it yourself there. Really, I would like to reflect upon fear, of which you said, you know, you have examined it. The demons themselves, they feed on fear. It's a great thing when we know that fear itself, you know, having the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So therefore, let's put all that fear and anxiety in understanding. It's one we fear. he that sitteth upon the throne, the great Yah, is one. So having that fear is the beginning of wisdom. Also, I like what you touch upon. It brought a chuckle to my heart when we say forgive and forget. As we climb the rungs of, and we elevate ourselves spiritually, as we get closer to the Father, I must say that is one of the most difficult disciplines that we should pass. But having passed that discipline of forgiveness, and when we forget, as Christ did forget, or as we say, the Father himself bring into our heart, is when we understand the elevation into which our spiritual self has now become. So when you are above it now, and you look back and you look down, you've actually received empathy towards that person that you should have then forgive and forget. Your burden has been lifted, and your spirit can now dwell into a great place. Would somebody mute their phone for the little bit of distraction on the radio, please, as we continue for this night? Is there, as we share with our studio audience for Sunday evening, wonderful Sunday evening of talk. Dr. Roberts, you could open the mic of the others who are waiting to share with us.
Yeah, we have the man himself here with us, your technical support. Give him a nice hand, Dr. James W. Winborn. Let's give him, there you go.
Greetings, everyone.
Sorry,
I'm just getting in, but you know, I'm here trying to multitask and do what needs to be done. So what we got going on tonight?
Well, tonight, yeah, we have some great speakers. We reflected upon our spiritual self in looking at problems from a different standpoint as to where we try physical things, it didn't work. So why don't we examine things from a different spiritual standpoint? We have great speakers, and I'm so sorry that I cannot recap everything, but we did talk about COVID-19 and fighting that beast in terms of it's upon us, and we just, is there 2 more vax? Is there 3 more boosters? You know, where do we go? How much more years do we wear the mask for? You know, what do we do? And then we examine ourselves. And we went all the way up the mountain, and of course we reflect upon Martin Luther King and those greats that went before us. See, that it's a birthday of a very great man that we are very proud of, and has opened the doors for many of us to be here now and talk what we are even talking right now. So, Dr. Winborn, share with us.
Well, I mean, you know, this is a great time of year. You know, we celebrate Dr. King's birthday today and this weekend and some even tomorrow. But I think that we are grateful, in my opinion, of the works that have been accomplished. But I'm not satisfied because I know that there's still a lot more work that needs to be done. There's a lot more things that we need to accomplish as a people. And in a lot of ways, I'm nervous because it looks like to me certain things are going backwards. We can deal with and talk about the, you know, the COVID and where it's at and what's going on. But, you know, I think that you guys are making a very, very good point that we're talking about not dealing with things on the physical plane, but how we deal with them spiritually. You know, how do we protect ourselves and protect our energy spiritually as well as physically from a lot of stuff that is going on? And I think that at the end of the day, what that requires is consciousness. You know, consciousness and energy creates all reality. What we think about and what we do creates our reality. And so we are inundated with bad news, negative news about people dying. That affects your energy. We're inundated about, you know, COVID and disease and things of that nature. All of that affects our energy. And so we we have to find ways to deal with it. I heard the brethren say that, you know, his belief in prayer and those people that you know that he's prayed for that had various ailments were healed. So I'm a big believer in prayer also myself, believe it or not. Some people may find that hard to believe. But I do, but from a standpoint of manifestation, from a standpoint of putting into the universe those things we want to see happen in our life and happening in our day-to-day experience. I've said for many years, saying that we have been creating our own reality.
Oh, yes.
We create our own reality. We just don't realize we've been doing it, and we do it based on our thoughts and based on how we interpret those thoughts and how we feel about those thoughts, because those thoughts cause us to have an emotion or cause us to emote, and then we act according to that emotion.
Yeah, because those thoughts manifest.
And that's what manifests. Now, and all of that came about based on what? Simply based on what you were thinking.
Exactly.
Okay, so if your reality has been shaped based on what you were thinking, it just, you know, it supports the scripture that says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Where you put your mind and where you put your attention to, that's what you become. Those are the things that are going to manifest in your life. Those are the things that you're going to be dealing with on a day-to-day basis. Why? Because these are the thoughts that you are entertaining. You know, so that's why affirmations are so important, because you can affirm and then reaffirm and affirm and then reaffirm those things that you want, those things who you are, until it becomes a part of not just the mechanics of doing something, but it becomes a part of your belief system. So what you got to believe is that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have to believe that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. You have to believe that if I keep my mind, it will bring me in perfect peace. So when, you know, everything is based off belief and based off of what we think and how we feel and what we do, and that also encourages the manifestation that we see as far as the prayer is concerned. So I just wanted to put that out there because I heard a little bit of that, and so I just wanted to contribute to that just a little bit.
Well, thank you so very much for your contribution. You're on point. I know you came in a little late, so I just wanted to say in your absence, I did send, what should I say, a little shout out to you and Dr. Robinson, saying thank you very much that our brothers was able to help the woman auxiliary to get a tow in, so where we can be riding the wave soon and getting ourselves organized as a body and doing things as for our local 26, as this show also, the woman auxiliary. So I want to add a thank to Dr. Robinson and to you, Dr. James Winborn, for helping us out, because the women are there, and you know, we like to have our backbones as well. But for your contribution, as we talked about, you know, our spiritual self and that strength within, let no one steal that joy from us, because once we believe in the things that we can do, and in faith believing, we could do it, because we talk about moving mountains. Moving mountains is not just a physical mountain, but I have seen where through prayer, I was able to move mountains in terms of those very things that was bothering in my life no longer bothered me, because it was taken care of. I know that mountain was out my way, and I know some things are only done through prayer and fasting. And if we can understand the wisdom of that, the things we can do, the healing, the blindness we could remove, all the pain, the sorrows, it could be done. But of course, the wicked pharaohs of this earth do not want us to have a relationship with the Almighty, stray us with distraction, and then we are weak, we are failing because we are flesh. But we have to look now, we are also spirit. If we strengthen our spiritual self, the very things that we thought we couldn't do, it will be done.
It's done.
Right.
So there we go. So I don't want to get too emotional because, of course, it's Sadie Sunday and we get all the scriptures in and we love our Father because we are in one accord. So, Dr. Emerson, anybody that is hanging out there with us that wants to come in and share?
We have a special guest as well, our chaplain for the Local 26, Ross Natural. Will open up his mic, give him a nice hand.
Greetings. Blessed love, everyone.
Welcome, chaplain.
Give thanks. Wonderful reasoning from the veterans. I full joy the sounds, and I would like to add that my Lord is a sovereign God, His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia. And I see throughout the Bible, king, priest, and prophet, those who abide by the sovereign Lord principle will be able to maintain the throne and be protected. We see with Zedekiah and Isaiah. Isaiah was a man of God, a mediator. And Zedekiah hearkened unto Isaiah, and they accomplished great things. Other kings that did not uphold, like Zechariah, that came, and there are times where one to take initiative or act when they're supposed to act and such. By failing to act, we have Babylon came. And what I learned in the sovereignty, that's why there's bread and wine. He gave us the medical department in the beginning, Genesis 1 verse 29. The healing for cold, flu, disease, plague that shall not come upon us. That's our medical department. All ye seal-bearing plant upon the face of the earth shall be for meat. In Genesis 9, after creation, he says, no blood in the temple. Spirituality, when we look at our sovereign God-given constitution, we see a tradition, a divine heritage, a nation, sovereign nation, and what it states, the holidays of the Lord Almighty, July 23, His birthday, national holidays, in that constitution. Another one, Moscow, September 26. It's in the Constitution. That is a spirituality. How to function these traditional medicinal remedy for the we as member state in our jurisdiction. You see, that's bringing heaven upon earth. He said, come unto me with songs and chants and drumming and so forth. And these are the mechanism of that spiritual science that they call tradition. These are all healing remedies in different forms. It's not to space and say we could just function. But there are rules and regulations from start. Blessed Lord.
Yes, Chaplain. We thank you so much for your words of wisdom. And, of course, in the beginning, we examine where the curls was for the healing of the nation. We got right back there whenever we feel sick. Some of us still keep the tradition, and it's the story almost that was passed on from your grandmother, what she did, and you saw the herbs in the yard, and you understood that was coal bush, and it was fever grass, and it's a wonderful thing. Some of us still know it. Some of us who only know medicine in a box, we have to as well teach. But, Chaplain, I thank you so very much for sharing with us your words of wisdom as you continue in the program. Dr. Robinson, you can open the mic of others who are in the studio waiting, please.
Yes, we'll go back to 347-404. Your mic is open.
Okay, so maybe that person just wants to listen tonight. I'm not sure. Is 646 on tonight, Dr. Robinson?
Say it again, please.
Is 646 on?
No, not yet.
All right. Okay. Wonderful. So what we can do, we can take a commercial break for now and we resume in a few.
Okay, we covered them. So we covered all of them already.
Okay, so we would come back after commercial, and we would have a new topic of things that are presently in the news with us, where we seem to be bombarded by the COVID-19, and that is all in our thoughts. But there are other things happening as well that we can share that's in the news that we want to share as we go along. So let's take a short commercial break.
Okay.
Dr. Ramos, now are we able to do so, or there are those in the queue who we just put right back on?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, entertainment. Worldwide. Network. We on live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Ray. I sign on a payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your piece, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Bossalina.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouth.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vid Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamster Knife.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Cates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Child.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted,
enlightened, and entertained. Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.modprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is so seductive, live.com. Log on to soseductivelive.com. So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to soseductivelive.com. I believe in fashion, so Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon record-breaking blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722. Live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com.
And we are back with Sadie Gomez.
Oh, yeah. Surely we are back, and here we are. As we come back, we are reflecting upon other things that happened in the news as well. I want to share with you, there was a massive earthquake and tsunami in Tonga. Now, this is a part of Africa. We're thinking it's far away, but from what I understand, in a little part of the news, I didn't follow it too much, but this could affect California, because this is how, at the bottom of the sea, how things operate with various plates and how tsunami can come about. So Californians have to be on the alert as well. We know that we often hear that there will be a tsunami. It hasn't come to pass except in the movies, but this is something that also is in the news. And also in the news, which is a sad moment, of a terrible fire that took the lives of 17 to 19 people somewhere in the Bronx, in Harlem, somewhere along one. I'm not too sure of the exact address. I don't want to call the wrong address. But this was a sad to report. So families, we found out that there were like 7 people in one family that perished, the youngest being 2-year-old and the oldest being 50. Perhaps that's the mother of the children, but this was a very sad moment because of the fire. And this fire took place like 10 o'clock in the morning. So I tried to follow the news. But perish a few people. And these people were our people. They were Gambians. So they probably came to America for a better life. And Lord knows what happened. But I heard a space heater is to be blamed as far as the news has reported. Also, I understood that there was a faulty alarm system whereby the fire alarm would go off and then no one would pay attention because, It's just another day where it happened. And I understood that a few people who heard it just thought it was a regular day where it went off, but that there was an actual fire. So this is something that's happening in the news. So for those of us who are still here with us and would like to share in our conversation, your mics are open.
Yeah, I saw that also, the horrific event. So many people die unexpectedly. Anytime you have a loss like that, is extremely traumatizing. But in addition to that, there's another horrible story that was in the news of a young girl, 19 years old, little Spanish girl working in Burger King, was shot and killed by some knucklehead trying to rob the place.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought my heart just went out to her family, to her mother, just the loss of such innocence. You know, I mean, she's got probably still in school and trying to make a couple of dollars and pay for classes or whatever. And, you know, to lose her life like that, it's just horrible. So there are a couple of things that happened in the news this week that have been very disturbing.
So you have 646-818. I'll open the mic. 646-818, your mic is open.
Six four six 818 is not really first just about yet, but we spoke about so many things this week, and as you know, we are talking about things that happened in the news that has been traumatic. I want to report a woman was pushed into the subway and lost her life as well. There a woman on 42nd Street this week that just went by a few days ago. An oncoming train, I believe it was an R train, she was pushed onto the track and she was killed immediately. It so happened, though, the crazy is he's about 60 years old. He turned himself in. Well, of course, you know, with pressure at 42nd Street, there's so much cameras and everything. And this also too happened this week. So anyone want to weigh in on this conversation, they can.
A child, good evening. Peace and
welcome, Queen.
I was on earlier, and then I had to have a conversation with somebody who was in my immediate presence, so I had to switch off and then come back in. And I could see you had so many sponsors. Congratulations.
I must say.
There's an African adage that says, a child who does not feel loved will burn the village down to feel its warmth.
Oh, yeah.
A child who does not feel loved will burn the village down to feel its warmth.
Somebody,
you understand the magnitude of that? If you do not feel loved, the child will burn the village down just to feel its warmth. We have a lot of people who are stressed, frustrated, depressed, and a host of other things, including financial challenges in this post or ongoing pandemic. And if we do not try to address these issues, we are heading for serious problems. We are heading for serious problems. You have a whole lot of programs that are no longer viable or available for people who have not been It's funny that this conversation is coming up again. Redlining was the ability by the system to designate areas where blacks could not live. Simultaneously, or subsequently rather, those areas that were redlined, where the white folks live, the insurance is cheaper for your car. That's just the way it is. Where the black folks are, it's more expensive. Where the white folks are, the quality of food is better. Where the black folks are, it's garbage. The social service programs, or the socializing programs, football, the tennis, the music, the guitar lessons, the swimming, all these are after school activities that are available to some, but not all. The devil, the either mind is the devil's workshop. The either hand are the devil's workshop. Because when you have all of these young people, some of them, the education, I don't know if you've been in the school system for a while, but the education that is offered in the school system does not prepare these young folks for a life in the adult world. They cannot hold lucrative jobs. The rent and in the gentrified areas or even the low-income areas are so high that they can ill afford all of these things. Is it any measure of surprise that, is it any measure of surprise, is it any measure of imagination that this is what chaos is a result of these things? Yet we have a new black mayor who just came from Africa, and he came back to say that she's going to put more cops. Let's put some more cops in these neighborhoods. So let's see how we could fill the prison. Let's see how we could fill the prison with some more of our young black and brown youths. Believe me, the child who does not feel loved by the village will burn it down to feel its warmth. And we have to address the social issues that are created by poverty. We have to address the fact that reparations were not given to blacks. And those communities to whom reparations were given are obviously doing better because they had sufficient monies that they were able to start to change the trajectory of their situation. Nothing has been done in the black communities. And we will continue to have nothing being done in the black communities until we take a stance. And most people have resorted to violence because violence seems to be the ultimate of all recourses that we can turn to. And if violence is what it takes, the chickens are coming home to roost.
Well, I did also have something I wanted to share as well. And what my sister just said is interesting. You know, African affirmation that was said about how the youth will burn down things until they feel the warmth from that village or that community, and that's because they're not feeling the love. And I can understand what that definitely means. But also, even with Winborn, what he said about, you know, what happened with the brother that actually killed the sister, the Hispanic sister there. And the thing that, you know, was really amazing to me was, you know, was seeing, you know, these kind of crazy things about these are our youth going out and, you know, killing people or getting caught up into, you know, just so much anger and frustration that they want to, you know, reach out and do some negative things in our community because they really do feel upset about the fact that they're not feeling any love or anybody's really looking out for them. So this is their way of, you know, reaching out in the community and doing things. But the bottom line is, you know, in seeing this, when we had the gang wars, and you know, one of the things that was really interesting was the fact that, you know, Jesus came to us through a meditation with one of our students and shared with us the fact that, you know, you can utilize one of the most powerful forces in the universe, which is God's divine love and Christ's divine love, and see it going into these folks, our youth, and even our adults that are acting, you know, in a really negative way. But the bottom line is that in that happening, where you can visualize and see the divine love of God and Christ going into their hearts, Jesus said what he would do, not only their hearts, but their minds as well, what he said he would do is reach into their minds and reach into their hearts and cleanse all of that destructive and negative energy of wanting to kill each other, all of this hatred that they have for one another and even for themselves. And, you know, when he did that, you know, a beautiful thing happened in Baltimore where there was a big gang war going on. And that gang war ended after we did just one meditation on that and utilized that energy of what he was talking about, that formula of visualizing and seeing that. So all I could say is us coming together in spiritual unity and focusing on dealing with some of these terrible situations that we find with our youth, with adults, and with the system as well. You know, I don't know what that is in the background. If somebody's muffling all that noise.
Please mute your phone, someone. Just mute your phone while we have the speaker on at this time. That will be so kind of you.
Right. Thank you. And the bottom line is if, when we come together in spiritual unity and use some of these spiritual formulas that God and Christ has given us to actually, you know, get rid of some of these serious problems that we're confronted with, we're going to see some good results like we have in the past. And I know we can see it again because this is something with God that he just doesn't do it, you know, one time and then says, ah, I don't want you guys to use this because it works. No, I don't want you to use it no more. No, God gave it to us to work so that we could utilize that to get rid of different problems that are confronting us. And the beautiful thing about it is once we start to utilize these spiritual formulas, whether Christ gave it to us or the Lord gave it to us, we can utilize that and get rid of a lot of the negative problems like we have. Because we got some very good results in the past. And I know in the present, we can do the same thing, whether it's dealing with our youth or with our adults or dealing with some of these racist problems that we see confronting us, whether it's racist police officers killing our youth and things of that sort. Those things can be taken care of as well. But sometimes when you just try to do it from the physical viewpoint and go to take them to a racist court where they, these judges, I mean, just like the brother that was shot, well, not shot, but he was choked to death by a white police officer, and he had a friend of his that was there with a video camera that videoed the whole thing. And then the judge said, no, no, he didn't die from the choking. He died because he had a throat problem, and that's why he died. And I'm like, what? You know, the video shows he choked him to death, and you're going to tell us that he had a throat problem? You got to be kidding, man. But that's what these guys do, because the reason why these cops can get away with killing our people over and over again is because the justice system is corrupt. And because it's so very corrupt, even though we try to deal with it from a physical perspective and we wonder why these cops keep getting away with it, you know, it's like after the, situation is over, you know that the judge and that cop are shaking hands with each other, saying, you know, the cop is saying, thanks, judge, for letting me go, because I don't want to do no time in jail. And these are things that happen because these guys are getting off many times and murdering our people. But again, if we deal with it from a spiritual perspective, we can also bring an end to it, just like we could bring an end to our kids killing each other. We can also bring an end to these cops killing our people as well. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because, again, these are things that we can do and that we've been successful with in the past, and we can definitely utilize these spiritual formulas of God and Christ and see what we can do to actually bring about some good results in some of the serious problems that we're confronted with now.
Dr. Bridges, thank you so very much for sharing with us. And I would like to reflect very much upon what the Queen has said, a great speaker indeed, and also doer. Here we see the strength of the woman. And again, we examine the real things. For the Ethiopian Women's Federation Women Auxiliary, we are looking forward to saving our young women too, getting that fundraiser, that membership drive, letting them know about we, the black and brown people of the world, what is there for us. We, as we bring our young women in, we ourselves, as you know, I often kindly ask or suggest, but we are working towards just having a building, just having to have teachers for these young women to come in and to know the programs that are being offered and certain things that they can do, learn a skill, just to comfort them, just to give them a, have a conversation, put them on the right track. They need that. I have met so much along the way, but we have to do something in a real sort of way to save our children and give them that warmth so they won't burn the village down. Before they burn the village down, let's extend our arms, open our arms wide, embrace some of our children and let them know they are well loved. Because really, sometimes a simple conversation, just a hug. I met a young lady along the way. She was just trying to help me get out of the train station because I was in Mount Vernon, and I'm walking through the car park, and then we're speaking. I don't remember what I tell her because I'm talking, and I went from one thing to the next. And then when I finished the conversation, because this is how the father uses me, she was about maybe 22 or 24. She looked at me and said, I needed that. I said, what? You see, I needed that. I said, I hope I didn't beat up on you too much. I said, let me give you a hug. I gave her a hug and she smiled. So I don't even know which note I hit, but whatever that 5 minutes conversation was, she needed that. And there are so many out there who need that as well. And we have it to give. But we hope to get a house, a building, something going on, something structured, whereby we know we can't save the whole world, but if we can just one from a house, two from a village, we would have done something because we know we have good intent. And the word will pass along. So for our women, our queens, we have a big job ahead of us. We know it. We're hoping to get certain support as the Women Auxiliary continue. And believe me, we would save a few. It's just our duty and our innate maternal instinct to do so. So a wonderful conversation. I have the mic open again for those who wish to join us or sit in the queue. Okay, so as we wind down this evening, we had such a wonderful evening. We spoke about spirituality, our spiritual self.
Just before you go, my sister.
Yes.
Just before you go, yes. I want to remind us all that in this climate, there's a whole lot of what you call mind control that is going on. Hmm. I don't know if you know that China just launched a sun, an actual sun in the sky, a nuclear reactor. It was able to hold bright for 17 minutes.
Yes.
Understand that we are in a treacherous time. We have 5G supposed to be rolling out. I think they say it's tomorrow. Is it tomorrow they're rolling out the 5G?
Well, it was January the 5th. So if they want to give tomorrow the official date, it wasn't January the 5th. A very occult date within, if we should have examined things from a spiritual level. And this was done while we were asleep. No one was watching. So since I understand also that China, that sun, that China rollout, because in event we have 3 days of darkness to come upon us, which we know is biblical and prophetic for those who are in connection within the spiritual realm. So China now, imagine if we have 3 days of darkness and China
gets to a sun. They are being very proactive to be able to.
They will be selling light. So whatever country too dark, nobody can stick in 1 hour darkness except we country girls who know well we done how we can learn already. So, but when I saw that, I was like, so China will be selling light, because if America get too dark and people start to panic and frustrate, they will have to pay for this light. And
so
only China have a
start. Start to zombify people.
Uh-huh.
That's when we have to be very mindful, very careful. And I said to somebody, these tests that they're giving and these tests that we're having, I want you to think of a test, those particular tests.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not calling their name, RCP test. You switch it around. The RCP.
Yes, yeah, because we
these
have to be...
tests coming back telling you you have something. I want you to think of tests, any test, as if you're hungry. Does somebody have to tell you if you're hungry?
You would know.
You would know.
You know.
And it's the same with that RCP. When they come in to tell you what you have, you have to ask yourself if you would know.
Right.
These so-called, I'm hungry, but I didn't know because my belly didn't growl and it didn't hurt and it didn't gripe and I wasn't feeling. Okay, so were you hungry? No, you weren't.
Well, then why do you take 2 slices of the pudding?
Well, listen, if somebody tell you that you need to eat them 2 slices of pudding, you're going to eat those 2 slices of pudding. But that's on you, because you know what? You have to start now learning to live from within and not outside. And living from within is a discipline, because you have to sometimes learn to be still and know. So that's my little piece there when it comes to these headhunting and tests, these testing fishing apparatuses that are being given out freely now. And everybody is being told, yes, you are hungry, but I don't feel anything. My stomach is hurting, it's not growling. I don't feel like I'm hungry. Yes, I'm telling you, you are hungry. So be very mindful. If it's not absolutely necessary, if you're not going anywhere, why are you joining a long line to know if you're hungry?
If you're very full, do not go for 2 slices of the pudding, because they have pudding and they have ice cream to give you. And as you continue and your taste buds sweeten, you might get 4 of the something before you know it. So therefore... if you know your belly full, you're not hungry.
Well,
so read between the lines and what they're giving.
If you need to be told that you're hungry, then something is wrong with your brain. There's something is wrong with your brain. If somebody tell you, well, you know what? Maybe you have to eat this now. You have to take 2 slices of pudding because you might starve to death. Really? You might starve to death. You might starve to death and you don't even know that you're hungry. Really, what are the possibilities that you will starve to death?
Well, you did mention something important concerning mind control. That's something, again, where we have to stand firm into believing and knowing.
Okay.
So not just I hear, you have to believe and know within self and stand firm to say, hear what? I am not hungry. I don't need 2 slices of the pudding. I don't even want one. Become a belly full already and a good. Should I feel hungry, maybe I may have to succumb. But no, at this point I'm standing firm in believing there's something greater that would keep me. I don't need that. So therefore, there's going to come a time we get a little break, we have the full understanding.
But for now, this wild friend, you're feeding. If you could give me the menu, if you could give me a receipt for the meal, so I could file my taxes.
No.
If you could give me. Well, listen, because... I'm going to pay for the meal, you know, but it's all right. You could donate it to somebody else.
A certain president in South Africa tell them, well, hear what? Give me the intellectual property for the something of doctors and nurses, anxious young scientists, and we will make our own pie. They say, no, you had to take the pie. You say, no, we'll only keep the recipe.
Okay.
Boy, and after that, you hear a certain variant came out of his country. He said, okay. Yes, because I tell them what I tell them, and they say, no, I done bake the pie here. He said, I don't want the pie. I just want the recipe. They said, no, not with it. He said, well, I'm not with it either. Only eat all your own pudding.
Okay.
Boy, I hear what? You think I'm expiry date, so I don't know which country they're not in. But I don't know. Some people go put some whipped cream and still eat it.
It's 9 p.m. Join us next week. For the Ethiopian World Federation Women's Auxiliary Unit.
I am just saying, and that's a strong and powerful woman. That's the great Queen Olabisi, and it's the Sadie Gomez of the Ethiopian World Federation. Thanking you so very much for coming on tonight. Have a blessed night.